Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's that time again. It's blaming time. Who's to blame today? Well, first, I just want to say Happy New Year. I haven't talked to y'all since last year, so I got to get that out. It's good to be back. I want to say that I'm going to be making some changes to the show coming up and to my blog very soon, and I'll talk to you about those as they come along. Oh, yeah, and it's Thursday, and I'm doing my show, and that is because, of course, the first show of the year, I was sick yesterday. I had to leave work a little early, so I'm feeling better today. I had to come and talk to you guys because I missed y'all. I've been gone for too long. Hope y'all had a good holiday, and like I say, Happy New Year. So who is to blame today? Well, you know, I'm coming out of Florida, so as such, listen up. Nobody in North Florida is getting married. Who's to blame? And that, my friends, is to blame. Who's to blame for that? So if you want to contact me during the show, I'm lurking on Facebook. You can comment on my page, my Blame Girl page, on the thread about the show. It's pinned to the top. Also on Twitter, Blame Girls with an S. Also on Blog Talk Radio Chat. Actually, I'm logged into that. And if you want to find me on any other social networks, check me out, Blame Girl. I'm on Pinterest, Instagram, Google+. And if you want to check out my blog, it's blamegirl.com. So nobody's getting hitched in North Florida. Who's to blame? Okay, I'm exaggerating. It's not all of North Florida. It's 14 counties. So this is the deal, folks. Earlier in the week, there was a ban on same-sex marriage, and the ban was lifted, and after the ban was lifted, some counties started marrying some people right away, like midnight on Tuesday this week. They just started marrying people. I have a good friend whose sister was able to get married. They've been together 9 years. And, so a lot of people, it made a lot of people's day. I read that Suze Orman also got married here in Palm Beach County. So that's really exciting. But it's only temporary, and they ran to get married because they know that it could only be temporary because it's still in litigation, and we're still waiting. An appellate judge actually lifted the stay, and we're just still waiting. It's supposed to be heard Friday by the Supreme Court, so that's tomorrow. So hopefully we'll know. But once the stay was lifted, clerks were ordered to issue marriage certificates. So that was Tuesday. And like I said, some clerks got started early. They started at midnight. They started marrying people. And in Miami-Dade County. But 14 counties, they said, nobody's getting married. Nobody's getting married. That's some hateful mess. For once you're ordered by a court to start issuing marriage certificates, you just stop issuing marriage certificates altogether. That's equality. So now straight couples can't get married in some counties in North Florida. So who's to blame? Is it the gays? I mean, if they didn't want to get married, everybody in these counties would be able to get married on these particular days. It's going to end, of course, but should we blame the gays? Because they wanted to be able to get married too, and they're fighting it in litigation? You know better than that. I would never blame the gays for that. That is their right to be able to get married all over our country. Plain and simple. And good news, we're getting to that. It's legal in 36 states now, and 70% of the population live in areas where it is legal. So that's, you know, with everything that's going on, it's easy to get depressed because we'll be talking about this soon. But yesterday there was also an awful shooting in Paris, and 12 satirists, or 12 people that worked for a satire magazine in France, were murdered by people of Islamic faith. And so it's stuff like that that gets you down. But when I read that, 70% of the population live in areas where people have marriage equality, that made me feel good about our country again. Things like that do make me feel good. So, of course, like I say, I'm not going to blame the gays. But the things that make me feel bad, like bureaucrats, can we blame them? Pam Bondi, she's fighting it. She said she's fighting it for uniformity. And our state senator Marco Rubio, he does not believe that gays, you know, have a constitutional right to get married. I'm not sure of his legal reasoning on it, but that's what he believes. Or is it just these clerks? You know, what is motivating these clerks to say, instead of following this order, we're going to just shut it down altogether? Is it that serious that you have to take it away just so a certain group of the population doesn't have it? How hateful is that? And, you know, of course it's in more conservative areas. North Florida is much more conservative than South Florida. It's often joked that we should split and make two states. And it's almost right. I'm scared to go up north, to be honest. It's a lot less colorful. And, you know, South, it's colorful. There's all kinds of people here. I never questioned that Palm Beach County wouldn't allow this, you know, once the stay was lifted, that they wouldn't start issuing certificates. So I don't know what is motivating these clerks. I don't know if it's these bureaucrats higher up that are, like, in their ear, or if it's their religion. You know, religion is such a powerful thing. It kills, like in France here, in this situation, it's denying love. So in those two aspects, it's not helping society. Because even if the clerks are motivated by religion, so are these bureaucrats. So they've denied North Floridians the right. If you want to call in, 347-326-9598, I'm also hanging out on Facebook. Blame Girl is my page, and you can comment on the thread about the show. And I am also hanging out on Twitter. And thank you, Equality Rising, for retweeting me. I appreciate that. So, if you want to contact me, because I would love to have a caller or so. Anyway, let's see. I guess I'm not that prepared today. I'm sorry, y'all. I thought that would go longer. Well, not only is my show late, it's going to be a little short today. I'm sorry. No one's calling in. I guess I did give you the number late. So I guess I'll sum it up. Nobody's getting married in North Florida. Who's to blame? In my opinion, it's definitely collectively, bureaucrats, Pam Bondi, Marco Rubio, and the clerks that are not following the order of the judge, and also religion. Yep. All right, so I guess until next time, who's to blame? Next week, I will likely be talking about what happened in Paris yesterday, and hopefully I'll be a little more lively. I am still recovering. Sorry if it wasn't off to a great start this year, but I'll be back and alive next week. So thanks for tuning in.